From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian government forces have captured more ground in eastern Ghouta, a Damascus suburb controlled by rebel forces. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has maintained a near relentless assault on eastern Ghouta in recent weeks in an effort to pressure the rebels to give up their guns and leaving what it terms evacuation deals. So far, civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta total more than 1,000 since the government offensive started nearly 3 weeks ago. Trade representatives for Japan and the European Union have met with the U.S. trade representative in an effort to avoid a trade war over President Trump's new tariffs on aluminum and steel. Meantime, President Trump told a rally that there's need to be some compromises between the U.S. and the EU.
So we put on tariffs, and the European Union's out there. Well, we're going to put on. I said, you can't go any higher than you are anyway. And they have trade barriers. We can't even sell our farming goods in there. They totally restrict us. So then they say, we want those tariffs taken off. I said, good. Open up the barriers and get rid of your tariffs. And if you don't do that, we're going to tax Mercedes-Benz. We're going to tax BMW. You want to have money?
Mr. Trump signed proclamations last week imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. They go into effect in 2 weeks. President Trump says he believes North Korea is ready to make peace after its leader Kim Jong-un declared a willingness to meet with him. In a 75-minute speech that veered into a number of topics, Mr. Trump noted the historical significance of him accepting the North Korean leader's offer. This is VOA News. Trump administration moving forward with plans to place a ban on a device that enables guns to fire like automatic weapons. Meantime, the National Rifle Association says it plans to sue the state of Florida for enacting gun control legislation that raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21. Florida Governor Rick Scott signed the comprehensive legislation, surrounded by families of the 17 victims at a recent high school shooting where the gunman used an automatic weapon.
Today should serve as an example to the entire country that government can and must move fast. I said at the beginning of this process less than 3 weeks ago that we have to be very careful as we balance our individual rights with our need for public safety.
Student activists in Florida and across the country have campaigned for tougher gun control restrictions, including a ban on assault-style weapons, which was not included in the final Florida bill. British government ministers have met to discuss the poisoning of a Russian man who was mysteriously poisoned by a rare nerve agent in a town of Salisbury nearly a week ago. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said it is still too early to assign blame for poisoning for former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, both of whom were hospitalized in critical condition. A new report from the International Labor Organization says women worldwide have less access to jobs than men, and those who do get work are paid less and receive fewer benefits than men. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva at the launch of the ILO report.
ILO Research Department Director Damian Grimshaw tells VOA social and cultural issues hamper women's ability to find paid employment in these regions.
I think all too often we might blame some of the variety in women's participation on women's expectations and ambitions. When in fact there are still too many obstacles. Social norms and other cultural norms which impinge upon the rights and entitlements of women in the world of work, which needs to be looked at.
Grimshaw notes that social and cultural issues as obstacles to female employment also are entrenched, but to a lesser extent, in the United States and Europe.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.